You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the faggot, and it's Sunday, and I hope you had a nice weekend. I did not, but it was a lot of work to do. Let's kind of get into it a little bit here right away. I sent out messages all across my social media about the new Craigslist advertisement section, the personals ads that I installed on the website, but somehow or another it stopped working. I don't know. Originally the test worked and it worked just fine, but somehow or another, I don't know if I screwed something up somewhere, but it stopped working. So, like, we're really close to having this available. I haven't had any time this weekend to work on it, but it's close. I think it's close. I really want this to work. I gotta tell you, like, I'm just so irritated because I just want this stuff to work, okay? On another tech news front, I guess, the store is working now. The merchandise store is working now, so as soon as I get product on the store, things can start being purchased, I think. I'm having a little bit of an issue with PayPal right now. I think everybody in the world eventually has some sort of problem with PayPal, but hopefully I'm going to get that cleared up tomorrow. Anyway, so that's it on the technical stuff. Let's see. I wanted to talk, really, before I start talking about what I want to talk about, I wanted to tell you, well, first of all, I have two things. I just completed an interview with a very powerful, popular porn star / FinDom cash master named Jafar. You know him on Twitter as at Jafar XXXX. He is a Muslim apex alpha, basically, and it was my very first time talking to him person to person, and it was a wonderful conversation. He is very, very knowledgeable about hierarchy and about purpose, and he's basically a protector alpha. A very, very thoughtful one, and I think you guys are going to really like the interview, honestly. There were some technical problems again. I don't know what it is with Skype. Me and technology lately, I don't know what it is, but the audio kind of kicks in and out a little bit, but I'm going to be posting both the audio version of the interview and the video version of the interview, so be able to see his pretty face on video. He wore this robe that was open up and his chest was visible, and I was just like, oh gosh. I think he is very hot. Anyway, so it was a privilege to get to talk to him. And also I'm going to be publishing it might be more than one interview, actually, more than one post about this long, week-long interview I've been doing with this alpha. He's an apex alpha, too, wait till you see the pictures of this guy. They are outrageous. Like, he's a bodybuilder. He uses faggots mercilessly, and you're going to be blown away by some of his answers. I'm going to give you a little preview, okay, of this alpha. We got to talking about cunting, okay? And he's one of the few alphas that not only understands what that word is or what it means, but he also kind of is sort of a scientist about cunting, too. Here's what he wrote. I'm going to read this to you, okay? Yay. He said, I think there are three stages of cunting. Resetting, reprogramming, and then restarting and subordination. Fags are confused by society. They are conflicted by what society tells them about equality, masculinity, gender roles, love, etc. All this versus their natural belief in hierarchy. It's a state of mental struggle. First of all, these false beliefs need to be reset. This is done by rutting them. Fucking deep is like reformatting their hard drive, making it ready for new information. Then it can be reprogrammed. The information is downloaded, so to speak, through the alpha's seed. It has to be planted deep past the second sphincter to enter the bloodstream. Now the fag will awake, understanding its natural place. All the conflict will suddenly be released. It is a very emotional moment for the fag. On top, it has just undergone reshaping of its whole. We see different reactions here. Paralysis, shaking, crying. The alpha needs to hold the fag to his chest, feeling the strength, steady heartbeat, and inhaling the musk will stabilize the fag. And then he went on to say this. Cunting is a gift of the alpha to the fag. It will release it from the boundaries of society, give it purpose and security. I mean, the whole interview is like that, okay? Just astonishing quotes from an astonishing apex alpha, and I cannot wait for you to meet this alpha, because you will be just as stunned as I was when I first met him. Anyway, that was just a small preview of what's to come. I guess what I wanted to talk about today is the kind of, I guess, controversial story about Michael that I've been publishing over the last 3 days on the site. For those who are not familiar with it, Michael is now in his 60s. But he wrote to me about what he experienced as an eight-year-old child. So this is early 60s. At the hands of his two brothers, who are both alpha males. And they basically enslaved him as their personal cocksucker for 2 years until... the neighbor alpha, his name was Bob, took over and basically became this Michael, the faggot, his first master, okay? So I really kind of waffled about whether or not I should publish it. And Michael at one point actually said, well, I don't want you to publish it because, you know, it was very personal. He was kind of afraid in a way to have it out there. And I obviously sided for publishing, mainly because I believe from a hierarchical standpoint, it's important. The story itself, honestly, it took a little bit of a deeper turn later on. I published the first post, you know, the first part of this story, not knowing the rest of it. And so When the rest of it came down to me, I was like, okay, this needed to be said, you know. So I'm really glad that we published it. But I'm not trading in on pedophilia or underage sex or anything like that. It's not, the story isn't really meant to be pornography. It's meant to describe hierarchical roles, and in this case, how we figure that out. You know, as many of my longtime readers know, I'm very intensely interested in the origins of alphahood or the origins of faghood. How do we come to understand what we are, you know, where we fit in the grander scheme of hierarchy? And sometimes that process is really messy and can be very painful, especially if you're a faggot. And, you know, it can be a real struggle sometimes to accept it. But the story of Michael, I thought, was significant because, you know, obviously his alpha brother sensed that their younger brother was a faggot. Alphas are very good at this, okay? And so they took it upon themselves to basically initiate him into what they knew was going to be his destiny, basically. And and Michael, as soon as it started happening, Michael recognized, yes, this is where I want to be. This is where I'm supposed to be. So, like, I've talked to Michael about other things outside of these posts, and he's very happy with how his life progressed. You know, he doesn't regret being a faggot. He doesn't. He's embraced it for the most part. And, you know, he currently serves a man who he calls his king. And so he's very content having been a faggot his whole life. But part of that happiness comes from him accepting what he is, right? And that acceptance largely started with his brothers and that neighbor alpha teaching him at a very young age what he was. You know, like for me, my introduction came from, like I've said before, my straight alpha best friend at the time when I was 17. Before that, I didn't understand what I was. I just thought I was a submissive gay kid in hiding, okay? But he opened that up for me. And I'm always going to be grateful for that. And, I mean, in Michael's case, like you read those posts, you know, there are some traumatic kinds of things that happened to Michael as an 8-year-old. Things that, you know, would be hard to handle as an adult, you know, let alone a kid. But he handled it, right? And he actually created the person that he eventually became. And I do think that that message in those stories is important. Whether or not you agree with the morality of it, or like the moral implications of it. I mean, I don't condone any of that stuff necessarily. Okay, I'm just saying these things happen. Okay, and you know, hierarchy is a bit like evolution. It's messy. You know, when you think about survival of the fittest as a law, somebody has to die, right? somebody survives, somebody dies. The world is kind of grappling with that reality right now with coronavirus, right? You know, this whole herd immunity thing. But a hierarchy is like that, you know. It's messy. Sometimes the, you know, pieces don't fit together right away. Sometimes they do. A lot of it's just haphazard events that occur to mold and shape what we are supposed to be, you know. In Michael's case, it wasn't the optimum situation or the optimal situation. It wasn't what, if you were trying to cook up a dream scenario of how somebody is introduced to being a faggot, that would not be the dream situation, okay? But it worked out hierarchically. And so I guess, you know, that was what kind of fueled my desire to publish those stories. I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I definitely did offend some based on the emails and stuff that I received afterwards. But I didn't intend to insult or offend anybody. You're welcome to your beliefs, you know. But I am somebody, I'm a faggot that prefers to deal with things head on. Wink. And so I just don't shy away from the cold, hard truths of things, you know. Things don't always go my way, you know, or the way I want them to go or wish that they would go. But I trust the natural world to know what it's doing, and that all things are going to bend to the direction they're meant to go. And in Michael's case, you know, hierarchy came to visit him at a very young age and teach him what he was. And he's spent his entire life now as a good faggot, and he's served a lot of men, and he's had a lot of great experiences because of that acceptance. And so that's my explanation for publishing it. And I honestly do hope that everybody reads those three posts, in particular the first three posts, with an open mind and think about what those stories tell us about men and faggots, and how we're born like this, and that no amount of wishing is going to change what you are or what you're meant to be. And even at a young age, you've got to confront the things that are true about yourself and accept it and embrace it and be what you're supposed to be, right? So I just think Michael's an excellent example of that, and his story is powerful, and it's a powerful example of how a good faggot should respond to that truth, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Like I said, keep an eye out for the posts about that Apex Alpha. It's pretty mind-blowing, I got to tell you. And I have a few more posts coming up regarding some activities with Master Matt. So there's so many stories flying around right now. I'm having trouble keeping track between everything else. So I appreciate you listening and all your feedback. Don't stop with the feedback. You're not going to ever offend me if you disagree with me, okay? So anyway, I will talk to you guys later, okay? Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I love you. Bye.